2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
As the Democratic presidential primary campaign between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders concludes, one of the defining issues that separated the two candidates was Sanders and his supporters' advocacy for establishing a single-payer universal health care system in the United States. While the proposal, sometimes referred to as Medicare for All, was promoted by Sanders as necessary to provide health insurance to the estimated 32 million Americans still not covered by Obamacare. Clinton opposed the idea as too expensive for taxpayers and not politically viable. As proponents pledged to pursue their objective of instituting a federal U.S. single-payer health care plan, as exists in virtually every other industrialized nation in the world, a new battleground for the issue has opened up in the state of Colorado. This November, Colorado voters will be able to vote for or against Amendment 69, a measure that would establish a single-payer universal health care system for all of the state's residents. Advocates for the measure, known as Colorado Care, say the goal is to provide health care to all Colorado residents, regardless of financial circumstance, by collecting a premium based on residents' income with an annual budget totaling $25 billion. Your reporter spoke with Colorado State Senator Irene Aguilar, a Democrat representing Denver County and the only practicing physician in Colorado's state legislature. Here, Dr. Aguilar talks about why she supports the health care ballot measure and the health industry opponents that are campaigning to defeat Amendment 69 this fall.
Under the Affordable Care Act, there's a provision that allows states to get a waiver for innovation starting in 2017, and a state needs to show that their idea for a waiver would cover at least as many of people with at least the same level of benefit, not cost people anything more, and be actuarially sound not to increase the federal deficit more than what would happen under the ACA over the next 10 years. So Amendment 69 would allow Colorado to create a universal health care system that meets those criteria.
Well, how much would single-payer cost if Colorado voters approve Amendment 69 this November?
Well, for each state, it would be tied to what your state currently spends in health care. So we estimate that people in the form of premiums and out-of-pocket costs spend about $30 billion a year, or will be spending $30 billion a year in 2019 in Colorado for health care. And under Amendment 69, we could cut that amount to $25 billion by getting rid of the administrative overhead and simplifying billing, and also by getting rid of the incentives to order more tests than are needed, and helping us do some negotiating for prices based on value of health care.
Senator Aguilar, there's a lot of discussion about the consequences of adopting a single-payer health care program as we debate it in this country, but also when it comes to other countries who have long had, and most other industrial nations of the world, of course, do already have single-payer universal health care. But there's a discussion about rationing. It's a disjointed discussion because when we have so many millions of people in this country without health insurance, we have a natural system of rationing. But there is a concern among many who have insurance now through a private insurer that somehow a single-payer system would invoke some kind of rationing that would be a negative consequence for them and their families.
When this discussion comes up, I always remind people first that unfortunately, we already have rationing in our country. This, if rationing became necessary, and I don't think it would, but if it did become necessary, we would have what I like to call rational rationing, where it was based on what kinds of evidence there was that a treatment was beneficial to people. But more important than that, most people who are working full-time are still pretty healthy, and they're under the impression that they have great insurance. You meet very few people who've developed some kind of serious illness or complication who have that impression, because you don't see what the faults are in our current system until you really need to depend on it.
Dr. Aguilar, as we close out here, tell our listeners a bit about the forces lining up for and against this referendum vote, and folks like the billionaire Koch brothers, who will certainly be contributing to defeat single-payer health care in Colorado.
Yes, and their money will be hidden because they can give it in a different way, and they're working through Americans for Prosperity in our state. The other group lining up, of course, are the people who are making huge profits off our health care system, and that I call it the medical industrial complex. So, for example, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield has donated $1 million to defeat our amendment, and what I remind people of is that that's $1 million of your premium dollar that they have, that they're so concerned about losing access to the profits that their shareholders have that they're willing to risk your premium dollar to try and defeat this. And then, interestingly, a number of hospitals are contributing against this effort. Our only for-profit hospital system in our state is Health One, and they've been a large contributor. But even our faith-based hospitals that are supposed to be there to help guarantee people access to health care are contributing money. Centura Health and SCL Health, which are owned by different nun groups. So it's really fascinating to see that the $3 trillion a year that the United States spends on health care, that makes it really one of the most lucrative investment markets in our state. Those folks are really being careful to try and protect their interests and their investments in the future.
That was Irene Aguilar, a Democratic Colorado state senator and practicing physician. Learn more about Colorado's referendum campaign to establish the nation's first statewide single-payer healthcare system by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.